The next patient is Margaret Lambert. The last name is L-A-M-B-E-R-T. Margaret is the first name, number one. This is the clinical case of a 91-year-old white female that we follow in this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has cardiorenal syndrome and atrial fibrillation, and a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus. The patient has remained with a creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 21, and estimated GFR of 30 mL per minute. Unfortunately, I don't have a protein creatinine ratio in order to assess properly this kidney function, period. In the physical examination, I noticed that the patient has a substantial amount of edema, that is probably 2/4 bilaterally. When I talk to a patient, she says that she has nocturia times 3. She has a stress incontinence. She wet her deep ends. And it has been very difficult to maintain the fluid balance. She has been prescribed Jardiance in combination with the bumetanide. And despite of these two medications, the patient has the fluid retention that I really think that is associated to the increased sodium intake and the increased fluid intake, period. My recommendation is to monitor the body weight, and if the patient gains above 168 pounds, give 1 milligram of Bumex. Otherwise, continue with the 0.5 milligrams on a daily basis as recommended. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. I don't have the hemoglobin A1C. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today was 144/76. Following number, atrial fibrillation. The patient had a status post pacemaker on recent hospitalization. She is currently on carbidolol 3.125 milligrams POBID, Plavix 75, amiodarone 200 milligrams twice a day. Following number, a history of CHF that is followed by Dr. Sankar and the heart failure clinic. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft times 4. Following number, hypothyroidism that is treated with the administration of levothyroxine, 100 micrograms on a daily basis. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on omeprazole. The patient will be reevaluated in a couple of months, and I am asking the family to take her to the lab in order to do a complete nephrology evaluation. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab and the past lab history, the recent hospitalization, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.